Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the tangled web of life, especially when it comes to figuring out those pesky little emotions. Today's topic, forgiveness. Yeah, I know, sounds heavy, right? Like something you only hear about in self-help books or cheesy movies. But trust me, this is a game changer, folks. It's about freeing yourself from the chains of the past and embracing a lighter, happier future. Ever felt stuck, replaying old hurts over and over in your head? You know that feeling when anger or resentment just weighs you down, making it hard to move forward? Well, guess what? Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior. It's about setting yourself free. Now, before you roll your eyes and mutter something about easier said than done, let me tell you, I get it. Holding on to grudges feels powerful, right? Like you're in control, like justice is being served. But here's the catch. That anger, that resentment, it's actually doing more damage to you than to whoever wronged you. It's like holding on to a hot coal, hoping to throw it at someone else, but you're the one getting burned in the process. So how do we break free from this cycle? Here are 5 key takeaways that might just change your life. 1. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Think about it. When you forgive, you're not saying what happened was okay. You're choosing to release the negative emotions that are holding you back. You're taking control of your own happiness instead of letting someone else dictate it. It's a powerful act of self-love, folks. 2. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. Listen, we all have our memories. But remembering a past hurt doesn't have to be synonymous with reliving the pain. You can acknowledge what happened without letting it consume you. Think of it like this. Forgiving is saying, I understand this hurt me, but I choose not to let it define me anymore. 3. It's okay to take your time. Forgiveness isn't a switch you flip on and off. Sometimes, it's a slow process, a journey with twists and turns. Be kind to yourself, allow yourself to feel the emotions, and remember that healing takes time. There's no right or wrong pace. Just keep moving forward in whatever way feels authentic to you. 4. Practice empathy. Try to understand the other person's perspective, even if you don't agree with their actions. You know, maybe they were hurting too. Maybe they made a mistake. Maybe they weren't thinking clearly. Understanding doesn't excuse their behavior, but it can help you move towards forgiveness. 5. Let go of expectations. Holding on to the belief that someone owes you an apology or needs to change their behavior can actually hinder your own healing. Remember, forgiveness is about releasing your pain, not demanding something from another person. Focus on what you can control, your own actions and reactions, and let go of the need for external validation. Now picture this. You're sitting at a cafe, enjoying a warm cup of coffee. Your phone buzzes with a text from someone who used to hurt you deeply. It triggers those familiar feelings of anger and resentment, doesn't it? But instead of lashing out or ignoring them, you take a deep breath, remember the lessons we just talked about, and choose forgiveness. You might even decide to respond with kindness, extending an olive branch. See how that feels? Lighter, right? That's the power of forgiveness. It's not about being weak. It's about being strong enough to let go of the past and embrace a future filled with peace and possibility. So, remember these key takeaways. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It doesn't mean forgetting. Take your time, practice empathy, and let go of expectations. And most importantly, don't underestimate the power of choosing kindness, even when it feels hard. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one person you need to forgive. Maybe it's someone from your past, or even yourself. Then, take a few moments to reflect on what happened and how it made you feel. Finally, commit to letting go of that anger and resentment, choosing instead to focus on healing and moving forward. Share your thoughts with me on social media using the hashtag Dopamine fast forgiveness. Let's create a community of support and growth together. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.